farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Agriculture Ministry has officially launched Denby 2015. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer has officially launched the 63rd staging of Jamaica's premier agricultural event, the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show.
The Denby Agricultural Show has special significance for both our farmers and the patrons. It is a time when we showcase the best of Jamaica's agricultural produce, livestock and innovations. It is also a time to acknowledge the work and worth of our hard-working farmers. Denby is important because our farmers are important and because agriculture is critically important to the sustainable development of our country.
The 3-day show is set for July 31 to August 2 at the Denby Showground in Clarendon and is expected to attract 120,000 persons.
It is always a highly anticipated event and one that is part of Jamaica's cultural agenda, coming as it does during the Emancipation Independence period. Denby also enjoys an international reputation, and each year we look forward to hosting visitors from the Caribbean, North America, and other overseas territories.
Minister Kellyer says the theme, Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow, Making Agriculture Sustainable, is a call to action.
This call to action for all Jamaicans is no more relevant than ever as we continue our drive for sustainability within the sector and strive towards reducing our large food import bill. Already, we have begun to reap rewards with a reduction of our food import bill by some $43.6 million, approximately $5 billion in 2014. We want this downward trend to continue. And on the other hand, we want the production and consumption of our local produce to keep rising.
The Agriculture Minister is encouraging farmers, exporters, and other stakeholders to increase their focus on securing and expanding Jamaica's export markets in an effort to become a net supplier of food.
Our vision must be to see the day when Jamaica is no longer a net importer, but a net exporter of food products. We want to make agriculture a truly sustainable and viable contributor to the Jamaican economy. And so we continue to urge our consumers to support our farmers by purchasing local produce as we seek to bridge the gap between our imports and exports.
Minister Kellyer says it is important that all stakeholders along the value chain, such as the farmers, the investor, the marketers, and traders, understand their role and importance in tapping into the island's export markets.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
And now for our proverb of the day. Alligator no fi call pig long mouth. And this means, you should not criticize or curse someone or a situation if it is similar to your own. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.